Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Well, this is the insert we've all been waiting for the last 24 hours in eager anticipation. Raleigh Marks, welcome back to Chai FM.
Of course, I have been waiting the whole day to discuss this. What a day for Israel.
So, Raleigh, I'm going to give you the floor. But before I give you the floor, I just want to know one thing. Was the handover a smooth handover? Was it a dignified handover? And has there been that transition of power that one would anticipate in a democracy such as Israel?
Okay, so let's unpack this. First of all, I'm going to talk to you as a journalist covering this, but also as an Israeli citizen. Israel is very much a democracy. We are a robust democracy where people enjoy the freedom of speech, even though it's not the case in many democracies around the world as we are seeing today. It is sometimes messy, it is sometimes exasperating and frustrating, but it is always a democracy. And here we have a historic changing over of governments, as one would expect and hope for in a democracy. You know, yesterday, an incredible moment in Israel's history as we swore in the first unity government that actually features an Arab party as part of the ruling coalition. Naftali Bennett, the new prime minister, opened up the proceedings with what I think was an extremely, extremely inclusive and conciliatory speech. He spoke to all sectors of society. He spoke to the disappointed supporters of Netanyahu. And I'm going to talk about that more, because while we're on the subject of dignified handovers. And, you know, he really set the tone, saying this is time to work together. We're not enemies. And the biggest challenge for this new government will be, before we even look at two-state solutions and before we even look at anything else, will be to heal the divides within the country and to rebuild trust. It was then Netanyahu's chance to speak, and what should have been an opportunity to step aside, because he's not stepping out of politics, he will now head the opposition. But what was an opportunity to step aside with dignity and with grace, that completely flew out the window. He used the opportunity not only to attack the government, to threaten that he will do everything in his power to bring down what he calls a dangerous government. He also took a pot shot at Joe Biden. And we can't forget that this is Israel's most strategic and important ally, the United States. And this was followed, of course, by a lot of jeering. A lot of his supporters jeered and heckled Prime Minister Bennett through his speech. And, you know, one thing we have to keep in mind, that whatever side you support, a strong Israel, a united Israel, a successful Israel is a success for all of us and a success for the region, which is the most important thing at the moment. And we cut to today where the new government is undergoing the transitional meetings. We had a wonderful meeting, handover with our transportation ministers today, where the outgoing minister said to the incoming minister, Merav Micheli, it is so nice to hand over woman to woman. A really lovely moment, a lovely moment in the foreign ministry, where we say goodbye to Gabi Ashkenazi, who steps out of politics. He's been a phenomenal foreign minister. He handed over to Yair Lapid a great moment of acknowledging the successes of the foreign ministry, all the agreements that were signed. Yair Lapid, in his opening remarks, speaking about how our diaspora communities and us, we are family, and family comes first. And then we get to the prime ministerial handover, which lasted all of half an hour. There weren't even handshakes exchanged. Netanyahu said that he had another meeting to get to. Apparently all that he addressed was the Iranian threat. He did not hand over with a traditional ceremony of wishing his successor good luck, the best of luck. He declined a handshake and he declined a photo op. In fact, he declined to even sit down at all. And this to me, this should have been a moment for Benjamin Netanyahu to step aside with grace, to know that through his very, very strong career, very admirable in many areas of criticism, this is an opportunity to hand over to somebody who worked as his aide at the beginning of his Bennett's political career. And even though they've butted heads over the years, this was the opportunity to hand over gracefully, and that was went completely by the wayside. We've also heard just moments ago from Likud Chavei Knesset David Amsalem. He says that Naftali Bennett is an illegitimate premier, and that even though this government is legal, it stinks. I mean, this is not the way that we want to move forward as a country.
Yeah, it's, you know, democracies are something we all look up to, we all aspire. South Africa has its own issues in respect to what we call a list system rather than a direct elective type system. But when there's a change in government, you expect the handshakes, you expect the positivity, because it's the choice of the people, and the people elected these people to be in the Knesset, and these people chose to be in a coalition. And unfortunately, it just reminds me of what we saw in America, where Trump did not want to hand over the reins. He wanted to hold on to them so tightly, and it wasn't the will of the people. Are the people behind the new premier? Are they behind this coalition government, Rolene?
That's a fantastic question. You know, the diehard Likudnik Netanyahu supporters, and I've had to take on a few of them during the course of today, going so far as to call this nauseating government a Nazi government. I think we are very, very far away from a Nazi government. I'm actually astounded by that comparison. They are unhappy, and you know that's their right to be unhappy. And we hope that, you know, moving forward, they either decide to work with the rest of the country or decide to, you know, not use any insightful language. On the other side, Israelis are happy that we have a new government. The majority of Israelis are happy with a change, a new approach, a government that many feel represents all the people. I mean, here we've got something historic. We've got parties from the far left to the right, including an Islamist party. And we do have 20% of our population made up of the Arab communities. And this is a chance to really have a government that is of the people. Yes, we are hoping that this coalition lasts. We don't want to go into another cycle of elections, and I would encourage people to really look for the text of Prime Minister Bennett's speech yesterday in the Knesset, and we've heard from leaders around the world, including a phone call from President Biden congratulating him, and another one from the United Arab Emirates. This kind of conciliatory tone that takes into consideration all the different sectors of society, putting aside perhaps his own political party agenda that he's had for the years, to work for the good of the people, the good of the country. That is what we need now. And to heal a lot of chasms between Israel and diaspora Jewry, especially American Jewry, that we've seen develop over the last, I'd say, decade or so.
Rolly Marks, always great chatting to you. We're going to speak again tomorrow, same time, same place. It's time for the news headlines.